FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Department of Agriculture says KZN's economy continues to take a knock amid the spread of foot and mouth disease. The latest outbreak was flagged in Newcastle, making Amajuba the fourth district with FMD. The department says farmers are currently unable to export the meat they produce since the province has lost its free of FMD status. Agriculture's Sibusiso Dlamini spoke about the issue at a media briefing in Durban yesterday.
As is, the province has lost its free FMD status, and we continue to remain in that, and we cannot necessarily then get the foreign earnings that comes with exportation, especially in terms of the markets. But this is not to say entirely the possibilities of marketing are all closed, because domestically we are still able to market the meat.
In Gauteng, the solo restaurant in Sandton says the safety of its patrons remains a priority after a fatal shooting at the establishment. On Thursday night, three people died after an armed group forced its way into the upmarket eatery where firearms aren't allowed. The restaurant has since released a statement on the incident. Newswatch's Lebohang Ndashe reports.
The restaurant commended their security team and the local community forum for their swift response. A businessman was taken to hospital after being shot, but was declared dead upon arrival, while his two bodyguards were declared dead on the scene. Four others, including two patrons, a CPF member, and a security guard, were also rushed to hospital. Gauteng Police spokesperson Dimaka Zonebuhulu revealed that the man who initiated the shooting had previously been arrested for another shooting incident at a Sandton establishment last year. Law enforcement officials have recovered two AK-47 rifles and two handguns.
That report by Newswatch's Lebohang Ndashe. And abroad, three Bulgarians nicknamed the Minions by their ringleader have been found guilty of spying for Russia in the UK. Two women and a man have been convicted over their part in an espionage operation run from a Norfolk guest house. The ring's contact was allegedly a fugitive Austrian fraudster in Moscow. Former deep cover MI6 spy Matthew Dunn says it's more than likely other such spies exist.
Russia is upping the ante in terms of hostile espionage activity in the West particularly. So almost certainly there will be other spy rings, other operatives.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, the Department of Agriculture says KZN's economy has been taking a knock amid the spread of foot and mouth disease. The latest outbreak was flagged in Newcastle, making Amajuba the fourth district with FMD. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.